Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Friday, June 14th. I hope you're well. Coming up,
I am going to celebrate like there's no tomorrow. The celebrations won't last a day. They'll last many, many days.
All Irish MEP seats now filled, and Aer Lingus pilots and management remain deadlocked over pay. Plus, we'll have all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the final Irish seats for the European Parliament have been filled with the conclusion of the count in the Midlands Northwest constituency in the early hours of this morning. Five candidates were elected following a five-day marathon count, which ended after 3 a.m. this morning in the TF Royal in Castlebar. The election of independent Luke Ming Flanagan on the 20th count last night was followed by that of Fianna Fáil's Barry Cowan just after 1:30. Fine Gael's Nina Carberry and Maria Walsh, along with Independent Ireland's Kieran Mullooly, were subsequently all deemed elected in the early hours. The former RTÉ broadcaster Kieran Mullooly says it was a relief to finally get over the line.
I'm so proud. That's the first reaction tonight. It was certainly a bit nerve-wracking, but we knew we had that outstanding first preference vote right across the constituency from the east to the west, and I knew at the end of the day it was going to be the saviour for it. I also obviously recognise we had taken number twos right across the country as well. A bit nerve-wracking as you come down to the end, but I have to say, for a small team, very small budget, we are so happy and so thrilled with this result.
Cynthia Ní Mhuiriceanu, Michael McNamara and Kathleen Funchen are celebrating after being elected as the MEPs for Ireland South. They were selected last night after 5 days of counting. They'll join Sean Kelly, who was elected on Monday, and Billy Kelleher in Brussels next month. Current MEP Mick Wallace lost his seat after finishing sixth. Fianna Fáil's Cynthia Ní Mhuiriceanu has told our reporter the timing couldn't be better, as today is her birthday.
It couldn't. It's magnificent. I am going to celebrate like there's no tomorrow. The celebrations won't last a day. They'll last many, many days.
Have you got a room booked for the 21st?
I do indeed. And if I don't, somebody will arrange that for me.
The Taoiseach says it's not certain Fianna Fáil would have won two seats in the Midlands Northwest with a two-candidate strategy. Barry Cowan, Lisa Chambers and Niall Blaney all ran for the party in the 15-county constituency. However, Barry Cowan was the only Fianna Fáil candidate who was elected, despite the party getting almost 150,000 first-preference votes between the three. Micheál Martin says it's not certain the party could have another seat in Midlands Northwest.
It's not that simple in terms of the wide geographic spread, and one can speculate on these issues, but when I look at the figures here, I'm not so sure that's the conclusion that one could come to. Again, hindsight's a great virtue, but we will evaluate this like every other result and every other election, but it's not that certain that that would have been the case.
The Taoiseach says he hasn't assessed when the government will hold the four by-elections that must happen after the European elections. Four TDs, Barry Cowan, Éanna Riordan, Kathleen Funchen and Michael McNamara, all won seats in Brussels. The by-elections must be held within the next 6 months. Simon Harris says while he's undecided, he doesn't fear going to the polls.
We'll decide when to have the by-elections in due course. I haven't had an opportunity to assess that yet and to talk to the other party leaders in our coalition about that. I certainly don't fear by-elections, but this government will continue its work. We've already been back at work, obviously, this week, working on a number of big issues, and my view on the timing of the general election hasn't changed.
Pilots at Aer Lingus remain deadlocked in their pay dispute with management after the latest round of talks aimed at averting strike action broke down without agreement last night. Pilots have voted overwhelmingly for industrial action if their pay demands are not met. News Talk's Alan Cantwell has more.
The talks ended in deadlock shortly after 8 o'clock last night, with an insider saying it's not clear at this point if they will resume as nothing has been scheduled. Pilots at the airline are in dispute over a pay hike of up to 24%, which has been described by the airline as untenable. Members of the pilots' union, IALPA, have voted overwhelmingly in favour of industrial action, up to and including the withdrawal of labour. Aer Lingus has asked IALPA for at least 15 days' notice if pilots are planning to strike. The union is required to give at least 7 days' notice. Last week, the union rejected a Labour court recommendation that pilots should receive pay increases totalling 9.25% as part of an interim settlement.
Nigel Farage claims his party is now the opposition to the British Labour Party after new polling put them ahead of the Conservatives in the British general election campaign. A survey suggests support for Reform UK has risen 2 points to a record high of 19%, 1 point above the Tories. During an election debate on ITV, Conservative Party Penny Mordaunt went on the attack, triggering a scathing response from Nigel Farage.
Nigel is a Labour enabler. Okay.
I don't believe a single word that you say. And as for being a Labour enabler, we are now ahead of you in the national polls.
Okay, thank you.
A vote for you is actually now a vote for Labour.
In entertainment news, Netflix series Bridgerton has apparently boosted the UK economy by £275 million sterling. The streaming service says the period drama has supported 5,000 local businesses since 2020. Season 3 is currently on the platform. And in sport, in golf, Rory McIlroy is in a share of the lead after the opening round of the US Open. The Hollywood golfer, who's going in search of his fifth major, is shot a 5-under par round of 65 at Pinehurst. The Ulster man is joined at the top of the leaderboard by Patrick Cantlay. Rory McIlroy says he's very happy with how he played.
I had a lot of really good numbers today where I could just go ahead and hit full shots. You know, and whenever you're hitting full shots into these greens, the ball's going to stop a little quicker than if you have to take something off or hit little three-quarter shots. So, you know, some days you have good numbers and some days you don't. And for the most part today, I had good numbers.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here on Monday. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.